Talk Live. You can take control. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version. Anybody who's connected to the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got a bunch of cool stuff, other cool stuff on that site. Go check it out. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. 20,000 people who think like you and I do, man, which people that want to be free. People,
I think like you do?
Generally.
I don't know.
Generally, you would agree with the statement that you want to be more free.
Yes.
Well, people that want to be more free to an extreme, like way more free than they currently are all going to be moving to the great state of New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and we want you to be one of those 20,000. We're up to about 6,800 at this point, I think, 6,800 members, mm-hmm. So we're over a third of the way there, and so we need you to go check them out at freestateproject.org and consider going for liberty in your lifetime. 1-888-532-4604 is the number for the Free State Project. That's 888-532-4604. Again, freestateproject.org. And by the way, we're both members.
Yes, we
are.
In fact,
all of the co-hosts on Free Talk Live are members of the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been members long before they actually started advertising on the show.
Yes. So.
All right, 800-259-9231 is our number. Last hour, we brought up an issue that apparently all of the commies are in an uproar about. They're angry because, well, they think that workers should have so-called rights. They think that apparently once you get a job somewhere, that's it. You are owed that job from that day forward, and nothing about that job is ever supposed to change because that'd be a slap in the face to you as a worker, and you should be able to flex your rights over your employer.
And God knows your employer shouldn't try to look at you in an inappropriate fashion or touch you or anything like that. You know, this whole sexual harassment thing is just irk the crap out of me.
Do you think sexual harassment should be allowed in workplaces?
I think that sexual harassment would be stopped by people saying, "You're not going to sexually harass me, punk."
Right. And then leaving?
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
I agree with you. I think that if you just let the market handle it, it would take care of it. But these people insist that you have rights. In fact, we had Deborah call in the very end of the last hour, and she was telling us that she's later on in life, she's in her 50s. A lot of her coworkers at the place she works are in their 50s and 60s. They've worked there for a long, long time, and the place where she works just recently changed hands from father to son. Father probably either retired or died and let his son take over the business.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the son has been making changes that have been less than desirable to the employees.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't necessarily appreciated the changes that the son has made. However, they're not in charge. It's not their business. They're just the salespeople. And unless when you signed on and you signed your agreement saying you were going to be a salespeople, unless it's said in that agreement, nothing about the way this business is run shall be changed from now to the end of the agreement.
They are in charge, and they are in charge of their own business. Their business is working for that company as a salesperson. And
that's
if they want to sever their, they want to sever their relations with that company, they're in charge of their business, which is, you know.
Okay, you're right. They're in charge of their personal business,
right.
But they're not in charge of the son's business. They're not in charge of the business they're working for.
And the son's business is only in place because everybody chooses to work there.
Right. What if no one chose to work for him anymore?
He wouldn't have a business.
He'd either go out of business or he'd real quickly figure out what to change in order
right.
to retain his employees. So if you've got a problem with your management, if you've got a problem with the job that you work at, let them know you have a problem. Let them know you'd like this problem to be resolved, or else you might just go find someone else to work for. Now, I understand that if you're in your 60s, it's hard to get hired somewhere else, but is that the fault of your boss? Should your management be responsible for the fact that you happen to be old and you consider it difficult to get another job? Why is it so hard for somebody to get hired at 50 or 60?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, I suppose the health insurance thing might be a factor, but if you weren't working in an insured place and you were buying your own health insurance, it would seem to be a simple matter. I mean, if you're in your 50s and 60s and you're doing sales, you've got 40 30 to 40 years of sales experience under your belt. Why wouldn't you want to hire someone like that?
You know, and somebody in their 50s is, generally, those are your peak earning years. I mean, that's what I'm, to my understanding.
Well, maybe that's another part where Deborah was coming from, in that she's been with this company for a little while. She's probably earning a decent amount as a salesperson.
Great.
Right, as a salesperson. And so that's always a factor. People, you know, that's a big factor in changing jobs. They don't want to change jobs because it may mean a pay cut. Going somewhere else may mean better conditions, but it may also mean you don't get paid quite as much. And that's how the cookie crumbles, man. If that's all you can find, then deal with it. You either deal with your current conditions or you make some new ones. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hello, my fellow neo-fascist. How you doing?
Somebody called me that. Jason the
Jason
communist.
The communist.
I don't even know what that means.
I think it means you're a new fascist.
Well, I guess that's so, but what's a new fascist?
I don't know. Please.
Well, the old fascists tend to use guns and force to get their way. I don't think that the new fascists would abandon that, considering we're libertarians and we've sworn not to use force in order to get people to come along with our ideas. I don't see how that would ever qualify us as being fascist. And, of course, I'm not taking you to task on it. I'm just referring to what Jason called us earlier.
Yeah, I love that term, neo-fascist.
Yeah.
You know, it just describes me to a T.
Yeah. It's fun to sling it around, too.
Yeah, I was just calling because of the current topic brought some a recent incident in mind at where I work.
Okay.
I work in for an insurance company. It's actually specifically a claims company in Boston. And, you know, you're expected to dress a certain way, behave a certain way. Those are the office rules.
Sure.
Well,
right, of course. And
believe it or not, that's the rule everywhere. It's just not laid out for you.
Oh, right, I know. Of course, right. But I'm just saying that this was a. I have a socialist friend of mine who works there, who I was upset because we were being asked to come in on Memorial Day of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I told him, I'm saying, yeah, we're planning going to the Mohegan Sun Casino for Memorial Day. We're all excited about that and had that planned, you know, a month ahead of time. But, you know, I didn't sign on this job to necessarily, there was nothing in my contract that said I had these holidays off.
Okay.
I didn't buy it for a second that, I had some right to work to have this holiday off.
Socialist was complaining about it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was complaining. I was upset, you know, and I said, you know, yeah. And he said, oh, well, you should go to the Boston Labor Board or whatever and complain to them. And I said, "Are you? Excuse me. Remember, I'm a libertarian. I believe in freedom, and that includes for things that I don't necessarily like.
Right. When somebody does something to you, when your boss does something you don't like, you don't go crying to mommy government.
Exactly right. And I said, I told him, I said, listen, I have my principles, and one of my principles is freedom for everybody, and including me, and including my company, which the government should be involved in telling my company what our policies are.
I doubt you persuaded him, though, did you?
Oh, of course not.
Right. No.
But he just said, oh, you know, he blew me off, and I said, you know, it's an essential fact, you know, just,
mm-hmm.
like I don't have a right to these holidays. These are, you know, even if the government says I have a right to them, I don't have a right to them.
You do have a right to those holidays. I mean, be clear. You could have gone to the Mohegan Sun. Is that what it's called?
Mohegan Sun. It's a casino in Connecticut. Yeah.
Sounds like fun. You could have gone to the Mohegan Sun and played, you know, pachinko to your heart's content if you wanted to, and come back on Tuesday and seen whether or not they wanted to let you come into work.
Yeah,
you know?
Actually don't have a right to the holidays.
Yeah.
There's no addition to the Bill of Rights that says
thank you.
You
I don't
have
think
a right
that,
to these.
Yeah, that's
certain
the wrong word. It's not a right to the holiday. You have the ability to. You have the freedom to go to the Mohegan Sun.
I guess you're right. You don't have a right to the holiday.
I don't have a right to the holidays. I have the ability to rat out my company to the government and have the government come down on them hard about it.
Matthew, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You have the ability to go out and go to the Mohegan Sun,
mm-hmm.
but the employer has the ability to fire you for doing that as well. So,
but I doubt he would.
If you're a performer, you're probably right. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts. Over 35,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 700 people interacting. Go and check it out. It's free, just like everything else is, freetalklive.com. And, yeah, freetalklive.com. We got a little upgrade going on this weekend.
What kind
some
of upgrade?
Point. It's supposed to happen this weekend. It may not. We'll probably announce it via the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, but we're going to be pumping up our server. Not that we're having trouble or anything like that, but we got to build in some ability for the future growth of Free Talk Live, because we just keep, I mean, the web statistics just keep going up and up and up and up. And it's a good problem to have, man.
Faster and really. Faster. That's good.
So 800-259-9231, we have been talking about the so-called idea of workers' rights, this socialist collectivist concept, the idea that when you get a job, you are entitled to that job, you're entitled to always be happy at that job, and I'm sorry, that's just not applicable to reality. It's just not.
Doesn't seem like it to me.
You don't. And if I'm breaking this news to you, sorry to be the one to do it, but you don't have rights at your job. All you have is what's in your contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Whatever is your, whatever it is that
and
you
the rights
out.
Of humans. Because the boss has all the right, all the rights that a man has, and
yes,
a man being
you have
a
the
person
right to life,
has.
Liberty, and the pursuit of property.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, you know, the but you don't have the rights that are all outlined in the Constitution. You don't have the right to free speech on someone else's property.
You do.
You don't have the right to bear arms.
I do have the right to free speech, but they have the right to terminate our relationship.
No, you don't have the right to free speech on someone else's property. I mean, your right to free speech ends at the point where they say quiet. Because if you are breaking the rules on
I can
someone's
choose
property,
to do that, but then they can, you know, fire me or whatever.
Yeah, you can
ask me to leave.
You have the ability to speak, and they can then say, get off my property. And if you don't then get off their property, then you might get shot. So, no, on private property, your rights are limited by the owner of the property. If the owner of the property wants to allow you freedom of speech, except for saying fire, and you know, if it's a movie theater owner, he says, okay, you can speak as much as you want out in the hallway here, but once you're in the theater and the movie's playing,
you
can't speak. Okay, and that's one of those rules that you agree to by walking in their door. And buying their ticket. By buying their ticket, you're agreeing to give up some of your rights so you can enjoy their movie.
Yep.
Etc. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Charles in Texas. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Interesting show. You mentioned international labor relations. Well, I think that's our country's most controlled by labor unions. The bottom line is whatever the Supreme Court says labor unions can do is what happens. And like you said, labor unions, in my opinion, are organized crime. They're probably communists as well, but...
Mm-hmm.
As evidence of that is in Austin, I'm in Houston, so in Austin, whenever Austin has a big row at the state capitol about the subject for the event is injured workers, injured people injured on the job, the labor unions go there and are against injured workers getting benefits any more than necessary because it raises it takes it out of the worker's paycheck. It costs the worker money out of their paycheck.
Uh-huh.
And the unions are actually against against injured workers, which would baffle people's minds, I think.
Why would the union be against that?
Well, that's what you said, because it's money that is taken out of people's paychecks that are working.
Why would the union have a problem with that?
Well, because they want people to make more money when they're working. They don't give a damn about the guy that gets hurt. Yeah, they said so. I mean, that's their actual statement.
Huh.
And then I think as you, this lady, the AFL-CIO, has been...
Were you born in Texas?
Yeah.
Really? Do all people talk as fast as you?
I hope so. I get more done that way.
I'm sorry, man. I'm a dumb Southerner. It's hard to follow you, man.
Oh, okay, I'll try to slow down for a bit.
Charles, let me ask you a couple questions.
NLRB, National Labor Relations Board, my experience with them.
What about them?
The National Labor Relations Board, NLRB. You mentioned that earlier, I think.
Yeah.
I had an experience with them.
Oh, what?
Okay, I went before them, and this was back when Reagan was president, wasn't it? And they were being investigated. At the same time, he had committees go to every individual city of the USA to investigate organized crime. And anybody that wants to could talk to the organized crime committee of senators and representatives.
Uh-huh.
And one of the person that went to him was the head of the FBI. I think his name was Mosier. He was on national radio in front of the committee and said, so all the National Labor Relations Board is to deceive union workers into thinking if you have a problem involving violence or being injured,
mm-hmm.
you go to the NLRB. That's their purpose. And the NLRB sees if the union's been mean to you, like picking you for discrimination, any reason whatsoever.
So the NLRB oversees unions? Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. But the FBI guy said, well, the truth of it is, if I go there and snitch to the NLRB begging for help, Then the NLRB picks up the phone and tells the union exactly everything I'm doing.
Huh.
And then at the next union meeting, I can very likely get my throat cut, literally.
Oh, interesting. So kind of like the NLRB is basically sort of a regulatory board for unions, but in reality, just like most regulatory boards, it actually exists for the benefit, for the pleasure of the unions. Just
well,
like a restaurant association exists for the benefit of the restaurateurs.
Very interesting. Yes, and I have a scar on my face from my ear to my cheek from the knife to prove that is absolutely true.
Wow.
They actually did try to cut your throat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Look at my cheek.
That's brutal.
I mean, it's true. It's a...
You know, I think that people should be able to form unions on their own, and business owners should be able to refuse unions being involved in their business. Unfortunately, it's the government that gives unions the power that they have,
and it's the government that gives business owners
the power that they have. We need to get the government out of all of this and let the market take care of it.
Well, Texas being a right-to-work state, we have that choice here. We take it, too. There's a lot of non-union stuff here in Texas and Houston.
Charles, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Call us again sometime. We're going to have to call Charles Speedy, if he ever calls back. Speedy Gonzalez, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Phil in Texas. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Phil. Phil? Phil going once? Phil going twice? Let's try Gil. We've got Gil in Texas. Gil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Gil.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
The topic is workers' rights.
Okay. It is, allegedly.
Allegedly. How does that, per se, attune to your gentleman's job? You talk about
free speech?
Okay, you all signed a contract, apparently, with... Are you on Genesis, I take it?
We're on Genesis Communications Network, so yeah, we have an agreement with them.
So there's a line you all are not permitted to cross over, I take it.
Uh-huh, sure.
But to make the show interesting and to get ratings, you have to kind of push the envelope, right?
I don't know if that's the case. No.
Why not?
We don't say most words that you can hear on a lot of radio shows. We try not to say them.
I was listening to this network earlier. I was the wise guys.
Uh-huh.
And they had to catch one of the guys because he said the S word.
Ooh.
And he said, that won't happen again. And I told him, I said, man, with the way things are going, you better say all you can before they pull the plug on your
free speech period.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have to be careful, and I got to say that in our agreement, I actually don't think that in our agreement that we have with GCN, I don't think it actually specifies that we can't say certain things, with the exception of, you know, trashing on GCN. I don't think we're allowed to trash on the network beyond that regulation. Everything else that we do here on Free Talk Live is self-imposed. We restrict our own speech because we want to protect our affiliates.
Now,
we're not afraid necessarily of
the FCC. Hold on? I hear y'all going into a break, but I'll ask the question.
Okay.
The regular mass media, though, the networks, the National the Nuclear Broadcasting Company, and ABC and CBS,
uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure they tell their gentlemen there are certain things they will not touch or hate. You're
absolutely. You are absolutely right, Gil. Thank you for the call, man. 800-259-9231. We got calls rolling in. People want to talk about workers' so-called rights. Of course, you can always bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday night edition. We're here doing it live as we always do. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And if we're not on your local station during the week, and you'd like us to be, all you have to do is simply call up your local talk station that is carrying us and say, hey, I heard Free Talk Live on your station this past weekend. I thought it was great, and I'd really like to hear it on every night of the week. Because it's that easy. Your local station general manager or program director, whoever it is you're speaking to, really does appreciate hearing from listeners.
Oh, yeah, they care. They want to know.
Especially hearing positive comments, because normally they're used to people calling up and saying, you took my favorite show off.
I know the one where the doctor talks about skin boils. I love that show.
Normally they just get angry calls. So yeah. It's kind of a breath of fresh air when a listener calls and says something positive.
I know because I did this job.
Yeah, exactly. So give us a call, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. And, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there. The last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. No credit card games, none of that. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We're talking about the idea of workers' rights, which I don't personally think there is such a thing. I mean, the socialists would love for there to be such a thing because they just want to control everything. But in reality, you have the ability to go and work for and where whomever you choose, and wherever you choose.
Of course, they have to choose, too.
Right.
It's a relationship.
It's an agreement between two individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And you can terminate that agreement in most jobs at pretty much any time you'd like to. And so can they. And with that knowledge, you go to work for somebody. If you don't like what they are doing 10 months down the line or 5 years down the line, go somewhere else. And maybe they'll get it through their head that they did something wrong.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've had old employers say, hey, you know, my mistake on the compensation plan.
Uh-huh.
And for me, that's mostly what it's about, the compensation plan.
Right.
My mistake on the compensation plan, come back and I'll give you $5,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Or $5,000 a month. That was what it was, $5,000 a month.
Well, that same guy that you're talking about, he basically...
Incredible jerk, just
yeah.
So you know.
Oh, yeah, he's terrible. Drunken. All he does is he gets drunk and then he runs his radio station right into the ground. And because he's drunk and because he doesn't know what in the world he's doing...
What the bleep he's doing.
Right, he's constantly trying to get... He's greedy.
Yeah.
So he'll cut the commissions a little bit here, cut the benefits a little bit there, and basically he just runs all of his good employees right out the door. That's what he did to me. I was selling for the same guy, and then he changed the rules, and it wasn't very much longer after that where I put in my 2 weeks' notice and left.
Wasn't terribly motivating, was it?
Exactly. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rich in Utah. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent, good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to point out, you know, as you have, that I think as a worker I have the most important right of all,
mm-hmm,
which is I have the right to enter into a voluntary agreement with an employer.
Mm, indeed.
I mean, what more important right is there?
That's a great point. The right to contract.
You know, one thing that I love to do when people start talking about, oh, rights this and oh, rights this and oh, society owes me this and yada, yada, yada. And let me pose this question to you guys, see what your answer is. How do you define liberty?
I guess liberty is the freedom to do what you want.
As long as you don't hurt someone else.
It's still the freedom to do what you want.
Is that a good answer, Rich?
It is. You see, I subscribe to Thomas Jefferson's definition of liberty.
What's that?
He said that rightful liberty is unobstructed action according to our own will within the boundaries drawn around us by the equal rights of others. I do not say within the limits of the law, because law is often but the tyrant's will, and always so when it violates the rights of the individual.
Mm. That's good. I like that. Can you read that one more time?
It says, rightful liberty is unobstructed action according to our own will within the boundaries drawn around us by the equal rights of others.
Okay, just to translate that means you have the ability to do whatever you want so long as you don't run into somebody else, literally, or destroy their property.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
And then what's the other part?
Second half is, I do not say within the limits of the law, because law is often but the tyrant's will, and always so when it violates the rights of the individual.
Man, I really like that one, because as the days go on, I just get less and less respect for the law. I mean, it seems to me that the law is nothing more than the opinion of people, and it's just backed up by thugs with guns.
Well, the thing is, people have been hoodwinked by the government indoctrination camp, which I believe the current euphemism for them is school.
We call them public schools.
But we've been hoodwinked into believing that law and justice are the same thing.
Mm.
They're not. Law has nothing to do with justice.
And we've been lied to and told that we have to. And we've been lied to and told that we have to obey the law. And I refuse to obey anything that takes away liberty from people.
Well, you see, the entire concept on which the United States founded, on which the people who wrote the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, the entire principle that they based this entire system of government on in the first place was that the government derives its authority from the consent of the governed.
Exactly, yeah.
And that principle has been lost in the 20th and 21st century.
Right, well, we're trying to bring it back here on Free Talk Live because, I'm sorry, I didn't consent to any of this garbage, any of this stuff this government is doing. It's out of control. Rich, thanks for the call, man. Any final words for us?
Hey, you guys are doing a great show, a great job. I just found the podcast the other day, and I am already a big fan.
Keep it up, guys. You can help us out and go to amp.freetalklive.com. Help amp the show. Thanks, Rich. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I really think that's the most important thing. In fact, it brings up the Larkin Rose case. We actually mentioned yesterday that Larkin Rose was convicted on 5 counts of willful failure to file in regards to income tax. He was convicted on Friday.
Mm.
And we reported on that. And I made a suggestion that I think Larkin made a mistake. He was attempting to portray himself as a law-abiding citizen. And the way he was attempting to portray himself as a law-abiding citizen, because that makes you sound good, right? Oh, I wasn't dodging taxes. I was just following the law. I was doing as the law prescribed.
Right.
And then he went on to describe what the law was.
This is what the law says.
Described how it was that he understood that and went along with it. Unfortunately, it doesn't matter really what the law says. What matters is what that judge thinks. And what matters is what the jury thinks.
Yeah.
So the law is like totally immaterial. And so he fell flat on his face, basically. And here's what Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com had to say about Larkin Rose, and it definitely ties in with this whole law thing. He says, I can't understand why Larkin felt the need to teach those 12 people, the jury, about Section 861, which is a section of the tax code that he was a big fan of.
because he claims that's what exempts people from most people from having to pay.
Right.
He says, I also don't understand why he felt it necessary to bring evidence when the U.S. attorney didn't bring any evidence. Who cares what Section 861 means when it's impossible to prove the Constitution and the code itself is even applicable? More to the point, the issue of standing, as far as I'm aware, was not even addressed. The Supreme Court has consistently held that courts must look behind names that symbolize the parties to determine whether a justiciable case or controversy is presented. Well, there has been great success in asking, is there evidence of a complaining party, in order to exploit several fatal flaws in the system, such as the fact that there is no state or no United States. This is not to say if Larkin asked this question that his case would have been kicked out. However, it would have established facts to prove that he was not being informed so he could understand and properly defend himself. Don't get caught up in having the questions answered. They don't have to. Not answering is an error in a matter in which they have no discretion. So we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Moments remain here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so we do have time for your calls. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can go and vote for us. Thanks to those of you who have already gone and voted for us this month. It's a once-a-month kind of thing at vote.freetalklive.com. That takes you over to our friends at podcastalley.com, where thanks to you, thanks to the hundreds of you who have gone and done it so far this month, we are number one.
Number one in the world, in the world of podcasts. And that's out of 5,000 or more podcasts.
It's so great for us. I mean, we're very lucky. Our listeners have been very dedicated in this.
We have the best listeners. Yeah. There's no doubt.
And we've gotten some good stuff out of this.
Yes. You know, press coverage.
Press coverage. Radio stations interested in carrying our show because we're the number one podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Must be talent there.
Yeah.
So they start sniffing around.
Yes. Thanks to you.
Yep.
If you haven't gone and voted yet, you can do it. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604. That's toll-free 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about the Larkin Rose case. Larkin Rose is a tax freedom advocate who was facing five counts of willful failure to file. And he was convicted on Friday. And
it's sad.
Yeah, it is. And he's a very brave person.
Yeah.
He was asking the government.
He put his freedom on the line for every one of us.
Yes, he was asking the government for years to prosecute him. And he really believed that he could beat them. Using the law. He thought that he could defeat the law with the law. And, again, he came from an honorable position. He was trying to do the right thing. It was, as he knew it, the right thing. He was doing what he thought was the best for the tax situation, to help free us all from taxes.
I feel like he was just railroaded here. It was I don't know about railroaded, but he was definitely... He had a solid case, and he lost in just a stunning... it's a stunning loss to me.
Well, again, when you play by the rules of the law, well, then the law gets to interpret what it is that goes on in the courtroom. So they get to accept your arguments or dismiss them. So he has to present...
You are Monday night quarterbacking this.
He has to... This is what
Monday
I...
Monday morning, excuse
this
me.
This is from what I've read about the case. He was prevented from talking about certain things during his case. The judge would not allow him to talk about certain specifics. Now, I don't have the list, the laundry list of what that... This is typical, man, which when you go into a courtroom trying to fight the law with the law, they will just simply disallow certain arguments. Just like if you try to bring up jury nullification in a courtroom, you will be fined with contempt as a result of that.
Well, but the thing is that at that point, the jury knows, though.
Then they'll call a mistrial, and they'll
gotta do it again, then.
One. And then you'll get a contempt charge on there. Anyway, it's what I'm telling you is, when you go in there, you have to get certain things approved by the judge in order to be able to even talk about them. And he was a lot of his stuff apparently was excluded. Anyway, our friend Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com had an opinion about this. He says, if some lawyer claims to represent the United States, then let him prove it. Ask him to produce tangible evidence in open court. Again, who cares about Section 861 when no lawyer claiming to represent a state or the United States can produce evidence of a client? Who are you representing anyway? The United States. Well, what's that mean? You know, what he's talking about here, Mark Stevens, and we've had him on the show before, what he's talking about is questioning all of the premises. See, Larkin accepted the law. And he was standing on the law.
Yeah.
And they kicked the law books right out from under him.
Mm.
He says, the burden of proof is supposed to be beyond a reasonable doubt. And the law requires courts to look behind the names that symbolize the parties. At least that's what the Supreme Court says. This means just spewing out the United States is not enough. That's not the right answer. The question is, what does that mean? Just recently, in admittedly a less grave situation, a friend had a traffic case kicked out for a failure to prosecute because no less than four state attorneys would answer yes or no if there was evidence of a complaining party. What if the judge jumps in? Then obviously this black-robed wonder lawyer is incapable of providing a fair trial. To really turn the screws on the robed one, I would ask the following questions. Am I entitled to a fair trial? What judge is going to say no to that?
Of course, they have to say that.
Right. Can I get a fair trial if there's a conflict of interest? No, of course you can't get a fair trial if there's a conflict of interest. Well, if there was a conflict of interest, would you recuse yourself? Yeah, of course I would. Well, then, who do you represent in these proceedings?
He's the judge.
Well, who does he represent? He can't represent himself.
Nope, can't represent himself.
Otherwise, he's there on his own authority.
And then
he can't represent
you. He doesn't have any authority because he's just himself.
Right. He can't represent you. So therefore, he must represent the state.
but what is the state? And we just go from there.
Yes.
Anyway, he says...
Very confusing.
He says, I believe Larkin can still ask these questions, and I'm sure his wife can because her trial hasn't even started yet. This, in my experience, is far more effective than trying to teach 12 ignorant people, and I put the word ignorant in there, about Section 861. It seems to be a better approach to me. And if his wife is going on trial next, and she is, Tessa Rose,
yeah,
Larkin's wife, she should try something different. Because Larkin's approach didn't work at all. So you might as well go for a totally different approach. And hopefully they'll
certainly argue that.
Hopefully
point.
They'll get in touch with one another and maybe help each other out there. 800-259-9231. Gene, the Christian anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hello, guys.
Gene, hey. Sell us. What do you got coming up, Gene? What are you going to talk to us about coming up?
I'm going to talk to you about what you guys were discussing the other night, and that is rendering under Caesar and Christians paying taxes.
Yes, I love that. Yes, okay. We're going to have Gene, the Christian anarchist, give us his perspective on that one. Because what we talked about the other night was the idea that, well, you're only supposed to tithe 10%, but the government wants 50%. How does that jive with Christianity? More coming back. This is your show. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. You probably don't have enough time to do it tonight, though, so you may have to wait till Monday night's show, which, of course, will be here back on Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, so join us then. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The reason you don't have time is because our phones are packed. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you a bunch of stuff for free on the website. In fact, the entire thing, archives, bulletin board system, live streaming, it's all free. We are asking for a little bit of help, though, voluntarily. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. We mentioned it earlier in the hour, amp.freetalklive.com, and you will learn about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what it's going to allow us to do, your $3 a month is all we're asking.
It's change. It's chump change.
Pocket change, yeah.
It really is.
The cheeseburger.
The biggest problem with it is just getting people to do it. I mean, they give us the $3 a month. It's right. Just the getting them log on to PayPal and set it up.
Yeah, you set it up and that's it.
How long do you think it takes to set it up?
If you don't have a PayPal account, it may take a little while because then you have to set up your account, et cetera. I don't really know how long that takes because it's been so long. I've had one forever. But if you've got a PayPal account, it's just a matter of it's just a matter of clicking a button and then clicking a couple other buttons and you're done. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You're $3 a month. We're going to take that money and turn it right back into advertising for the show. We're going to use it to promote the show on the internet, to promote the show to radio stations around the country, and to promote more people listening to freedom and liberty ideas on the airwaves. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, guys, I heard you guys the other day when I was listening to my podcast, talking two different nights. One night somebody called and said, you guys were discussing the tax issue and said it was Manwich who said that he didn't think Christians... that it wasn't consistent to pay tax more to the government than what God requires.
How do you feel about that, Gene? And keep it short.
Okay, well, the following day somebody called and said that the Bible says you should pay tax. Well, I'm here to tell you the Bible doesn't say to pay tax. Jesus never said to pay tax.
Hmm.
They were the chief priests and the scribes came to him to trick him. They wanted to trick him and make a tax protester out of him so that Caesar could grab him and charge him with a crime.
Right.
So they came to him and they said, who do we pay? Do we pay tribute to Caesar or not? And he realized they were trying to trick him. It says that he perceived their craftiness. And so he said to them, why do you tempt me? Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription is on it? And they said, Caesar's. And they said, therefore, render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar, and to God the things that be God's. If Jesus wanted to tell people to pay their taxes, all he would have had to do was say, pay your taxes.
Right.
But he didn't. He gave this very roundabout answer that was very sneaky and very...
But what does that mean?
It means you give Caesar his stuff and you give God God's stuff.
So
it never says that what you earn, what you earn with the sweat of your brow, it does not belong to Caesar. And he didn't say that it did.
Even if they're Federal Reserve notes.
Even if they're Federal Reserve notes. And as a side note, our founding fathers purposely put dead presidents on our bills for that reason, for that particular scripture. They did not want the image of a live president on the bills. They insisted on putting dead presidents on there so that people could not say that it belongs to Caesar.
Very interesting, Gene. Thank you for the information, as always, and the expertise. And let's go real quick to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. You got about 25 seconds to get it out, man.
Yeah, so have you heard of the... it's a jury.
The Fully Informed Jury Association.
Yeah, you heard of them?
Yes, we have.
And we love them, absolutely. More people need to find out about FIJA. It's FIJA.org. Dan, thank you for that call.
And just to be clear, Alexander Hamilton and Benjamin Franklin on bills, not presidents.
Even better. Come a Monday night. We'll see you at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Benny in here with you.
And Manwich.
And in the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Imagine.